Governments, like people, have to buy goods and services. In government's case, it's called procurement and includes everything from computers to website design to bridges. But unlike you or me buying something, government procurement can be a long, inefficient, bureaucratic process. Code for America works with governments to improve services through open source technology. And right now, three fellows are working to help the city of Pittsburgh with procurement. Many cities have the same issues as Pittsburgh, so they may want to pay attention. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov spoke to the fellows, Ben Smithgall, Shelley Nee, and Patrick Hammonds. She started out by asking Hammonds why he wanted to participate in such a project.
There's more startups. I'm thinking of things like OpenGov, right? There's more startups focusing on improving government. There's also like civic hacking groups. I mean, government hasn't been a super exciting, innovative thing in a long time. Why do you think there's this, what seems to me like a new pivot to making government more exciting, more accessible, more efficient?
Well, I think a lot of people outside of city government have seen their lives improved in the private sector, like by technologies, but also different processes and different ways of doing business. And this like on demand, like, I want a car right now, click, I have a car. Like, I want to watch this thing right now, click, I can watch this thing. But when it comes to government processes, whatever it is, like, I want to know when my garbage needs to get taken out, click, I don't know where that is, click, I don't know where that is, click, I don't know where that is. It's like you can't find that information very clearly. And so there's frustration. But I also think that there, I mean, this country was founded on civic volunteerism. This country was founded on people picking up a shovel and chipping in. And I think this is the version of that, you know.
Government is a huge untapped market just from the business perspective. It's a huge employer with a huge number of people who work in and for the government and a tremendously large budget. So if you are able to successfully sell to government, and if you have a good project and a good, you know, business proposition, I think it makes a lot of sense. And the other thing that I think, at least maybe for me, is what's really exciting about it is to be able to work on these challenges and have them make meaningful impact. I think that's also really exciting.
I also think that the government gets a lot of flack for being slow and paper heavy, but it's important to keep in mind that a lot of what makes the internet, like the ideas behind the internet being a network, came out of government research.
You're working on procurement, so I'm wondering, how does it work now in the city? If a government employee wants to buy a new computer, for example, can you walk me through the process of what it involves?
I think a good metaphor would be when you or I are online shopping, we're used to going to like a marketplace like Amazon and searching for the thing we want and doing some comparing and thinking. And with this current process in city government for searching to see whether an item is on contract or not, it would be like if you were looking for a pair of shoes, but you have a spreadsheet with like a couple hundred items on it, and some of them are labeled well and some of them are labeled kind of vaguely, and you have to sort through that and understand.
Yeah, and another thing that happens here is the contracts are for specific items. So when the contract is created, it, you know, to run with this shoes example, it might be for this brand of shoes in this size and this color. Well, maybe you want a size up, and maybe that size up is not on contract.
I'm wondering, by fixing this one thing, are you tapping more broadly into possible solutions for government?
And I think a lot of what we've been seeing is that just in these conversations, we've been here for a month, right? Getting people in the room that don't necessarily work together on a daily basis, it's been really inspiring just to be in part of those conversations. You know, like you're dealing with something for, you know, buying something for fire that touches a bunch of different departments down the line, but those people don't necessarily interact with each other on a daily basis. They might know the name, but they've never actually like seen each other, been in the same room together. And when you actually have people in the same room able to talk about something rather than just waiting on a piece of paperwork back from that person, they can really get into some interesting conversations that can help their workflow. So a lot of the solutions that Code for America tries to get at aren't just tech solutions, they're sort of like process, and that's been a really kind of exciting thing to be a part of.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.